Ready? Okay, good morning. We're Hilchos Shechita. We are in the middle of Siman Yud Chet, right in the middle, with Si'if Yud Aleph. Right? So we're learning about the knife. Yud Aleph. Hashochet Behemot Rabot. Ofot Harbe. You're shechting, right? You go to a slaughterhouse and you're shechting animal after animal, bird after bird. Tzarich Livdok Bein Kol Echad VeEchad. So the initial halacha would start out by saying you have to check the knife between each animal, right? Because we don't know when you discover a nick or a pegima, we don't know when it happened. Shi'im lo asakein, really it's just a more pragmatic reasons to save yourself money, because if you don't check in between every animal or chicken, Ubadak bachrona, and you check after the last one. Let's say you do 100. So you check after you do 100. Venimtset sakin peguma. And then you decide, okay, I'm going to check my knife. You're confident nothing happened, the knife is good. But then you actually check it and you realize, no, it has a peguma. It catches. Hare hakol safek nevelot. So all 100, all of the animals and chickens you did, and since you last checked it, are all safek nevelos. Vafilu harishona, even the very first one, right? You know you checked it, and then you right away, you shechted the first one. Even that first one is, we say it's a nevela, safek nevela, because maybe it became, the pegima happened on that first one. Okay? Haga, umi shirotze lachnis atzmo lesafek. Anyone who wants to enter this safek, wants to enter this, not quite Russian roulette, but you want to just take a chances. Ein tzarech livdok sakin ben shchita l'shchita. That's your choice. It's your prerogative. You don't have to check in between each one. And l'maisa, that's what's done in all the shchita houses. They don't check, certainly birds, they don't check between each one. Animals, I'm not 100% sure. But certainly birds, they don't check between each one, because it costs more money for the shochet to take his time to check each one, time is money, than to throw away a few chickens. Okay.
But this doesn't mean you can makus yourself into a safek in general, safek zero.
You're never allowed to make yourself enter a safek, but in this case you're allowed to, because you're going to, lechatchila you're allowed to. You're allowed to lechatchila for all reasons, whether it's a yoredea or choshen mishpat issues, because you're taking the risk of throwing away all the chickens. You're allowed to do that.
Even though it's a shahan.
Ah, so that's interesting point. Yeah, even though here of an issue, it might get thrown away. That's correct. I believe so. Okay. Yud bet, right? Okay, right, for a chashash, we're not worried about Baal Tashkas and the Lama Freya. Okay. Yud bet. Afal pi shebadak hasakin kodem shchita. Even though you checked the knife before you shechted, tzarich lachzor v'livdok achar shchita. So the halacha is very clear. We must check the knife always before and after shchita. Right? Each one, or again, you can take that risk and do it after a number of them. But at the end of the, whatever it is, after 10, after 100, after the hour, whatever you're doing, at the end of that period, you have to check. Now, when do you have to check afterwards? That's if the knife is in front of you. Right? Lechatchila, the normal case. Aval im ne'avad shechitato kshera. Now, you're planning to check the knife, but something happens and it disappeared. Right? Or we're going to see something else can happen to it. Something happens to it, disappears. So at the end of the day, you checked it before, and there was a strong chazaka that the knife was 100% kosher without pegimas when you shechted, because you checked it before. And so therefore, b'diavad, it works. Hoyal ubadko kodem shchita, since you checked it before. V'afilu shachat bo harbe, ze'achar ze'ah. Even if you shechted many animals, then it's fine. Okay. Right? You're not afraid that after doing the second or third, it got ruined. However, v'im naga b'mafraket shel achat mehen, yesh lehachmir v'lachush l'kol otan shenishchatu Acharkach. So when do we say you lose it, you lose the knife, you can't check it afterwards? So we say all the ones, let's say you did 100. All 100, since you checked it before, are 100% kosher. That's only if everything went as normal. You do a normal shechita, it goes through the skin, the neck a little bit, and that's it. Then you can rely on all 100. Enough to cut the simanim, obviously. Deep enough, but not too deep. But if you know if the knife disappears, but before it disappeared, you know at some point you actually went too deep and you hit the neck, the bone. You hit the spine. So then, or it falls on the floor or something like that, and you continue shechting. Anything like that would happen. Then because now you lose the chazakah of that knife being sharp, anything afterwards from when it touched the neck, any chickens that afterwards, like, of course, if it touches the spine, the neck bone, you're supposed to check. But you didn't. You just kept on going. So then you check later on or it disappears. Then you have to go back all the way, right? We're talking about when it disappears. So then you have to go back to when it touched the neck. Everything from then on is, we say nevela, safek nevela, and everything before it happened is, like we learned before, is 100% kshera b'diyad. Okay. We finish? Let's keep going. Your gimel. Shachat b'sakin b'duk. Now you check the knife carefully. And it's good. V'ne'avad kodem shivdekenu achar shechita. And now this time, it gets lost after the shechita. V'achar kach nimtza. And then you find it. V'hu pagum. You find it, and it has a pagima in it. Shechitato kshera. This case, it's kasha. Because before, when we said you checked it afterwards and it's psula, nevela, is because you were holding the knife the whole time. You had it in front of you. You shechted it, and then you checked it. So we know that the pagima may happen sometime within shechting the animals, and it may have happened the first time. In this case, in Se'ifid Gimel, it got lost. And now, while it was lost, you don't know what the status was. So we say like this, Hoil v'yatza beheter. So we say, since it already became established beheter, right? Because the halacha is, you check it, you shech, and then it gets lost. So you decided to look for it, you can't find it. Okay, you look around, it's lost. So now you say, this is the case of, I checked it before, I shechted it, it's lost, now it's kosher. So you gave it a status of heter already. Based on the halachas of, this is how the Taz and others explain, you already, now you gave it the status as 100% kosher. It already had now it has the chazakah that it's kosher. V'nze shenimtza pagum, and now you find it pagum, the knife. You find it, whether it's, I don't know, a few minutes later, hours later, days later, you find it, and now it has a pagim. So we say, imur, we say that, shiber ba atzamot v'lav daite, we say that probably, now that you find it, there's this lapse of time that you weren't watching it, so anything could have happened to it. So we assume, without paying attention, you use that knife to cut bones. Maybe it fell on the floor, something happened to it, and you didn't pay attention. The uke sakin achezkete, because the sakin had a chazaka that it was kosher, so that's what we stick with, and we already gave the animal a shame based on chazaka that it's kosher, and that's the halacha. The Taz adds from his father-in-law, the Bach, another hezber, which he doesn't like so much. He says, because now, the reyesa, the problem that gave us a problem of finding a pegima is weak. Normally, when you find a sakin afterwards, you check it and it has a nick. So now we have a real problem with the chazaka, of the knife. So that with behema beches bechaya becheskas iser omedet, it's a problem. But now, since it disappeared for a while, this pegima in the knife is not such a problem. It's not such a heavy ruining the chazaka. It's weak. So that doesn't undo the chazaka of having a kosher knife. Okay, let's go on. Yud Dalet. Im lo badak hasakin. Person didn't check his knife. Vishachat bo. And then he shasks. V'nevad achar hashchita. And you lose the knife. In other words, the knife was never checked. So clear halacha, shchita to psula. It's 100% psula, nevela, right? Or safek nevela. Mamed vari mamurim. What are we talking about? Bistam sakin. A knife that's been lying around. Aval tavach shochet sheyesh lo sakin miyuchad l'shchita. He has his knife special for shchita. He only uses it for shchita. He sharpens it for shchita. He puts it in a separate case or bag. Right? Wraps it up. Umakom meyuchad shematznio sham tamid. And he always keeps it in this special safe place. So then, for this person, for this knife, bechezkas baduku, even though he didn't check it beforehand, it does have a chazaka of being checked. Avim shachat bo belo bedika. So if he shacked it without doing bedika today, v'ne'evad shchita tok shera. So if the shochet forgets to check, again, at some point the shochet might lose his kabbalah, but if he takes his knife today and he forgets to check, then we say bedi'evad it's kosher. Haga. V'ra'u l'kol tavach she'eh lo sakin miyucha l'shchita. And if this is whatever shochet has, is he doesn't just take knives from his kitchen drawer. He has a special knife that's always set aside for shchita. V'asur la'asot bo shum davar, and it's asur to use it for anything. And that's how we have our knives. V'yatzniyu shelo yifgemenu, and we put it aside so it doesn't get ruined, right? And that's why we know it's muksa on Shabbos u'mekol makom. Lo yishchot bo lechatchila b'lo bedika, and therefore even though you have it miyuchad, it's aser lechatchila to shecht without doing a bedika that day to check the
knife. All the halachas we've had until now is all about stam sakin.
If you say all the halachas, I won't agree with you, but depends which halachas. Tedvav, hashochet besakin baduk, a person checks his knife. And then he takes the shchita knife and he starts chopping bones, right? Derech shvira, right? You know, slamming down hard on the cutting board. Shelo b'derech hulecha ve'ova, not in the normal, you know, cutting motion, sliding backwards and forwards. Oop, slicing. Ubatko, and then you checked it. V'nimtza pagum, and then after hammering it through the bones, you find a pegima in the knife, right? You didn't check it before you used it on the bones, you checked it after you used it on the bones. I don't know, you were sleeping that day, the shochet. Shchita to kshira. So then we say, b'di'evid, the shchita is kosher. Because checking your knife after, you know, hitting it hard on bones is not going to passel the shchita, since the knife was checked beforehand. Sha'anu tolim, because we assume shebeshvira ta'atzamot nifkama. When he broke the bones, then that's what caused the nicks. V'chen kol kayotze beze. So to any similar situation, that was just an example. Kegon shenaf lagabe karka kasha. You have a hard floor, and you drop your knife, and it lands on the floor. So of course that can cause a nick. V'davka shira'unu shenafla alchudo. But that's only if you see it fall on the edge, not the backside. Aval misfeka ain't tolling. But if it's just, you know, maybe, then we don't say, we're not tolling for this. We don't assume that it happens afterwards. Lomar shenafla alchudo, and say that, no, it probably fell on the blade, on this, where we cut, on that side that we cut from. No, we don't do that. V'im, so then, unless you know that you have a good reason to say that what gave it the pegima afterwards, then you have to be choshesh that the pegima happened before you shecht it, and it has a din of a nevela. V'im shiber ba etzem hamafreket, and if you cut the bone with it of the neck, afilu derech shivira ein tolin bo mipnei shehu rach. Now that's, so what we learned before, that's normally for the bones of the body. If it's the bones of the neck, it's softer, and for that, we're not mako. Even if you know you nicked the neck, we still say maybe it happened when it's before you entered the skin. Okay, fine. Haga, the ain Chiluk b'kol zeh bein shebada kasakin tchila samach l'shchita o shaya b'cheskes baduk tchila v'lo batku samach l'shchita v'afil hachi mikrei sakin baduk. Now normally we check the knife right before, relatively right before you shecht, but if you shecht it and you put it aside very carefully and you make sure nothing happens to it, that's also, even if it was done quite a bit earlier, that's also called that it's checked. Okay, tedzayin. Im badak hasakin achar shechita v'yitzniel. If you check the knife after you shecht and then you put it away, v'achar kach nimtza pagum leitlan ba. So you check it. There was no. It was 100% good. This is after you shecht it, then you check it again. You put it away, and it was all kosher. And then you open it up after you take it away, and you feel a pagima. We don't worry about it. You already checked it. The imur v'davar acher nifkam. O shiver ba atzamot v'lo adate. So since it already, we established it was done, it was kosher, you checked it the first time, we assume something happened. Maybe you didn't pay, something happened to it. Maybe someone else touched it. Maybe you used it, and you didn't realize that you used it. Right? That happens sometimes. Okay. Yod Zayin. Tavach shelo heras sakino lechacham. A shochet who doesn't want to show his knife to the Rav, the Rav HaMakshir, the Chacham of the city, v'nimtzeit yafe, even though it turns out to be, right, you go behind his back, you find it, you check it, menadinoto, then we put him in nidoy. Haga, v'im nimtzeit peguma, but if you find out that it actually has nicks and it's not even kosher, not only menadinoto, but also uma'avirinoto, you remove him from being his shochet. And if it turns out it was fine though, so the chacham of the city is could be mochel on his kavod and say, I realize, you know, okay, you didn't want to show it to me, and he doesn't have to put him in nidui. Some of the some of the poskim point out nowadays we don't really have such a real talmud chacham, so we don't put people in nidui for this. Because nowadays, what we call rabbis or talmidei chachamim don't even know a maseches kala, and it's even an issue for nedarim to be calling them amei haaretz. So I don't know. Okay, yud zayin. No, we did yud zayin. Let's continue in the middle. Vehaidna nahagu limnot anashim yiduim al hashchita. Nowadays, we make sure who do we appoint to be shochet, not just any guy from the street. We get someone who learns Hilchos Shechita well, gets tested. We know them, and they know about how to do Shechita, v'habdika, v'lahem machlu chachamim kavodam. And nowadays, it's already been established that they get appointed, and the chachamim of the town don't check them, and they're automatically mochel on the kavodam, and they just rely on the Rav HaMakshir, or the whatever rabbinical council is in charge. Kihem zehirim uzrizim, because these shochtim are very careful and very to be very quick to do correct according to the halacha. V'harbe tzarech yishuv hadas v'yirat shamayim, and yishochet needs to have real concentration in yirat shamayim lebedikas hasakin, to check the knife. Halo tir'e ki yivdok adam pa'amim shalosh v'lo yargish v'mekima daka. V'yachar kach yimtze'enu. It's not uncommon for a person just to check three times and still, right? I'm assuming that's 3 times 12, as we mentioned earlier. You really check it, nothing to be found, and then afterwards he checks it again and now he finds something. And a lot of the feel depends on how much you pay attention. Okay, Yirchet. Hatavach tzarich sheitol schar min atrefos kamo min haksheros. Now, the way it must work is you can't be working on commission. A shochet has to get paid equally whether it comes out as a trefa or as a kshera. Right? It's kind of obvious why. So they're not biased in making sure everything is kosher. Hagav, shelo yavo lahakel lahakshir. So someone doesn't come easily to make it kosher. Kadei lakabel scharo min haksheros, to make himself get profit from the kosher ones. Ulachain, נהגו בקצת מקומות שאין אדם שוחט ובודק לעצמו אלא אותן הממונים מן הקהל. So it's very common that you actually have different types, a whole setup in a shechting house. You have ones who are doing bedika, some are doing shechita, and it's not the same one, and there's no bias whatsoever. Yotet. Reuven sh'amar l'Shimon bedok li sakin zeh. So Reuven tells Shimon to please check my knife for me. Ubatko shnei pa'amim mehayud bet shetzarich. He only checks it 2 out of the 12 times. V'natanu l'Reuven. And gives it back to Reuven. He doesn't do a very good bedika, but he does check it on some level, and then he gives it back, and it's unsatisfactory, and he gives it back to Reuven. V'Reuven hayoholech lishchot. So Reuven trusted his friend Shimon, and he shechted based on Shimon's checking. But Reuven didn't check it himself at all. V'lacho levi miyado. And then comes the third shochet, the third friend, and he takes the knife, and now he checks it. Umatzo pagum. Yes, and he finds a pegima in it. So what happens? Hagah. V'Reuven mitnatzel v'omer she'adayin hayarotzu levot kol kehogen. And Reuven says, I understand that maybe the situation wasn't ideal, but I was planning to check it afterwards. Okay, so ma'asav mochichim alav. Again, all this really depends on the situation, and who's ever been the Rav HaMachshir has to obviously figure out each case in its own right. So we say in this case, for example, ma'asav mochichim alav. The whole situation proves itself. Shehaya di lo be'ota bedika. That Reuven really was happy with just relying on what Shimon did. Ulefichach, so I guess Reuven knew about Shimon's doing a lazy checking, an unsatisfactory checking. Ulefichach ma'avirin oto. So since Reuven was guilty, and so therefore we remove him. Ve'im nirim advarim shehaya ke'ein shegaga. But if it comes out that really what Reuven did, we honestly believe it was a complete mistake, innocent mistake. Ve'shehu adam kasher. But no, really Reuven's really an adam kasher. So machzirinoto, so we allow Reuven to continue being a shochet, ubilvad sheyekav alav shel yashuv ol ledavar kazeh. As long as he promises, as makabel himself, not to behave in this manner. I guess to rely on whatever the area of sloppiness was, to not allow himself to rely on that situation. Okay, kaf. See, it's the principle that matters, to understand how to apply it. Tavach shenimseit pegima barosh asakin ve'almar zota pegima. And if a shochet checks, and we find a pegima at the very end of his knife, and he says, I know about it. Mipnei she'ani mechaseh dam ha'ofot barosh asakin. I know about it, it's normal, because I'm always using this knife to smear and move the dirt for me to do kisui dam. I don't want to get my fingers dirty. So I just use the edge of the knife. וכשאני שוחט, אני נזהר שאינו נגיע בפגימה. And when I'm shechting, I'm always careful to use as much I want of the knife, except that last portion. The last, I don't know, inch, 2 inches, 3 inches. The end of that knife, I'm always very careful. I don't go that far. So I never get to that pegima that I know about. So what do? Ma'avirino till we remove him from being a shochet. The car of Lomar Shakelim Asurim. And it's close to say that all of his kelim b'di'evid need proper heksha. But this is totally inappropriate behavior by the shochet. We know we're not allowed to use any knife unless it's perfect completely. That's a very clear halacha. There's no exceptions except, let's say, yom tov, or you're in a situation where it's impossible and you tie it up over it so there's no way you can get there.
Bekelim
shevishlu mehem. Exactly right. You used hishchita animals, and then you cooked with them. So now it's a question mark if you need to kasher the kelim.